Nation. Hello, I'm Bob Bambara, joined by former player Dan Klecko and NFL insider Adam Kaplan. Guys, 3-3 in the bye. Adam, is this where you expected the Eagles to be at this point in the season?
Guys, I would probably say 4-2. You know, you could pick and choose which games you thought you were right and wrong, but I thought they'd be 4-2. Despite all the controversy and up and down, you know what? They're a game out of first place. It's not the worst thing in the world, but I would take this first six games and say this team should be way better than they were. Are they better than the team from last year? Probably at this time, yes, but this team should be way better. They're not quite as good as I thought they'd be, to be honest.
No, I'd agree with everything Adam said. I thought they'd be 4-2 at this point. I did think they'd go out to Arizona and win. I thought they'd lose to Baltimore, and I thought they'd lose to Pittsburgh. But I look at them, it's 3-3. It's not the end of the world. You're still a game out, like Adam said. You're right there. But it's the way it's looked the last couple weeks. That's the cause for concern right now.
Juan Castillo is out. Todd Bowles is promoted from defensive backs coach to the new defensive coordinator. What's the first immediate impact of this?
I think this sends a message to the locker room. This is the way I would look at it. Hey, we just got a guy fired. That's the way I would look at it. And it kind of takes the little bit of untouchableness off of everybody. Everybody has to walk in that locker room a little bit more humble, knowing they have to do a little bit more.
Well, let's just focus on the defense for a moment, because the defense is better than the defense at this point last season. They are markedly improved. Were you surprised that Castillo was let go at this point? Did that shock you when you heard about this?
Well, just when you look at the stats, okay, when I found out about it earlier this week, I look at the numbers like, okay, they're not giving up a lot of points and yards. But as you know, as a player, coaches always talk about negative plays. We want negative plays. How do you get them? Sacks and turnovers. Eagles combined are in the bottom three in negative plays created. That's how you win.
All right, so what should we expect with Todd Bowles? Tell us a little bit about him. We know he was an interim coach with the Dolphins last three games of last season. Temple guy. What changes is he going to institute in this team, in this defense?
I think they're going to blitz. Okay, he coached under Mike Nolan, who loves to blitz. Zone stuff, he'll mix it up. Then, of course, Wade Phillips, who's one of the best D coordinators in the last 25 years. So I think he's going to blitz. And I think there'll be some disguise, because he knows how to do it, because he's worked with guys who can do it. And you see what Mike Nolan's doing in Atlanta is simply phenomenal with the same talent they had in Atlanta last season. So I think the blitz percentage will go way up, and I think they'll disguise. And you're going to see this talent level finally be used the right way. I for whatever reason, and Dan talked about it, I have no idea why they're so vanilla. It's crazy with this talent level. Michael Kendricks, 13 sacks in college. You send him on a double-A gap blitz. You let the guy go up the middle. Where's the exotic stuff? The Meeba stuff, not knowing when you're on offense what's going to be thrown at you. When you don't know, you cause hesitation.
And especially with this defense right now, they're smart enough where they can change game plan from week to week and change their scheme from week to week. I mean, even come out, I don't think they have the personnel for it, but come out in like a 3-4. Give people different looks. Get people thinking that you never know what the Eagles are going to come out in.
Right.
Can Todd do that? Yeah, I think he can. I think you saw it in Miami. They bounced in and out of a 3-4. They blitzed from all over the place. A couple years ago, you remember how nasty that defense was. I think Cameron Wake had 15 sacks, I think, a couple years ago. You can see that again.
Yeah, 10 games left, 3-3 in the bye. They still have some time. They still have some time to right the ship. You know, when we talk about the offense now, what they got to fix on the offensive side of the ball, I mean, are we just sort of, you know, going around here talking about the same thing? I mean, what needs to be done here? What can be done in this extra time here, Dan, to kind of write this?
First of all, it's turnovers. I don't know how Mike fixes that. That just has to be something, you know, he's not going out there thinking, hey, I'm going to turn the ball over. That's just something Mike has to be conscious of. That's something he really has to take ownership of. And then I've said it, I think, on this show for the last 3 weeks and probably the last year, it's time to start running this offense through the best running back in the NFL, bar none, in my opinion.